Reed Cruz, two doubles and a well-hit flyout. How did you feel like you were swinging the bat here tonight? Reading the ball well off the pitcher's hand?
Yeah, I was able to read it pretty well coming in. And I've struggled the past few games, so hitter slump and coming out and trying
to...
Yeah,
busting out of it hopefully tonight. Maybe last night helped get you out of it too, driving in one of the two runs to prevail over Southeast Valley. How big was that for you?
It was big in the bottom of the sixth to get one run where they had zero.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about this offensive output for this team tonight, especially in the sixth inning? You really busted it open. 12 hits. Job well done.
Thank you.
Feel good about how the team's going so far, all in all, 12 wins this year. How do you feel about how things are shaking out?
They're going pretty good. We need to play more consistent as a team. Let's hope we follow up good with these past two games we've had.
What about your work on the mound? You got a win last night. So far, so good?
Yeah. I've struggled in the beginning of the season, and it finally came around.
Reed Cruz, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good job. All right, we've got a few more as Newell Fonda wins 12-0 over East Sac County. And Bryce Kopic, where does this game rank for you? Five RBIs he had on three hits, a banner offensive game. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah, it was a really good night for me, and just recently I changed my bat.
You better stick with that bat,
exactly,
man.
And it worked well tonight.
Yeah, a lefty pitcher, something I'm sure you don't see a whole lot of during the year. How was that for you?
It was good. I saw it out of his hand really well, and I was able to hit him pretty well.
What about the work you've put in defensively, making every play tonight? The team had no errors, but he had a lot of chances at second base and made them all.
Yeah, it recently had been a real struggle for me making plays, but I put a lot of work in, and it's been a lot better recently.
As Bryce Kopic joins us, he gets a share of the Wellzag Supply Fonda player of the game tonight, playing a big role in the Mustangs' offensive work. And now tomorrow, Bryce, you play at South Central Calhoun, a team you beat at your own tournament 9-4 earlier in the season. What do you remember about that game?
Yeah, it was an early morning. We came out with a lot of energy, and we played well, then took it to them. It was a good game for us.
And you will go to their place for a showdown tomorrow night. Bryce Kopic, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And last but not least, as far as the players go, it's Taylor Hayride. Taylor, the winning pitcher, throwing shutout ball in six innings. And how did it feel out there on the mound for you today?
Oh, I felt pretty good. Tried to get into the hips and try to throw strikes.
What location do you feel was best for you tonight? Where were you especially putting the ball well, do you feel?
I just tried to put it right down the middle and let my players make plays.
And they did.
Yep.
Got to be proud of your defensive effort tonight.
Oh, yeah. They played pretty good, no errors for the past 2 days. Pretty good defense by my teammates.
What have you been working on pitching? What kind of work have you been putting in this season and maybe in the off season? And hopefully good things to come, especially after this game.
I just tried to build up on my velocity, been getting to the weight room so I can throw a lot harder.
And you picked off two runners at second base here this evening, as Bryce on the receiving end of those, both at second base. Have you worked on that a lot?
Yeah, we usually get a lot of that work in at the end of practice for about 10 to 15 minutes every day.
Well, two picked off at second here tonight as you squelched a couple of Raiders' chances with that, as one of those ended in inning. And good work, Taylor Hayride. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Great job. And now let's get the skipper on headset and non-conference meeting the second go-around with East Sac coach after they got you last week, but definitely got to feel good taking it to him as he did here tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to get a team back and, you know, split anytime they beat you the first time. I thought our kids have played much better tonight compared to the first game. You know, we've improved a lot over the past week. Just talking about defense, you know, being the starting point, consistent pitching, and then after that, not pressing too much at the plate and letting the game come to us. And our kids have responded well the past, obviously, 2 days. We struggled a little bit this weekend at the tournament, but we're bouncing back here. So yeah, it's good to split with East Sac, a good team, a good hitting team, a dangerous team with a good lineup. So we're happy with the result, obviously, and the way the kids played tonight.
And what do you have to say about the way your starting pitcher threw the baseball?
Taylor's probably, you know, year in and year out. I think past 2 years he's gotten most improved player, and you know, he's right there again this year. He's added so much velocity and control on the mound. So I couldn't ask for more. I think he only walked 3 kids maybe. You know, that's huge in high school baseball. If you can, you know, not give them free base runners, that's the key there. So I was really happy with Taylor, really consistent. He let the defense play for him. You know, only struck maybe 4 guys out, but you know, he let the defense play for him. So I was really happy with Taylor and really proud of him.
3 of those strikeouts in a row before the game-ending ground out, so he picked it up in that regard as it ended. And, yes, only 3 walks handed out. And the bats hopefully spark going forward with 12 hits here tonight.
Yeah, you know, we were hitting the ball well early in the year, and then we kind of slumped a little bit, and I think we got it maybe back on track. We'll see, but, you know, I've been really happy with our approach the past 2 games and not pressing too much and letting the game come to us.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you after that 8-1 start if you feel you just happened to come up short against some quality opponents you've played here during the stretch, but maybe things, as you said, not going your way at the plate as they were earlier in the season too.
Certainly, you know, and there's good teams all around the Twin Lakes, all around Northwest Iowa, and we've run up against some, and some we've played well, some we haven't. So I've been proud of the guys bouncing back and working their tails off in practice, and letting the game come to them and just being patient at the plate, and not chasing anything really too much, and just, you know, moving each other around, supporting each other. You know, I've been really happy with our swings lately. Much better hitting the past 2 nights.
And as mentioned previously, tomorrow you go to South Central Calhoun. Hopefully the weather cooperates these next couple of nights. As then Thursday, got a big home game against a Sioux Central team still unblemished in league play.
Yeah, those are 2 quality teams. You know, Calhoun winning the conference last year, Sioux Central, I think 8-0 before tonight, obviously, yeah, in the conference. So 2 quality opponents. You know, I'll just take it 1 game at a time, 1 pitch at a time, and let the game come to us as we've been doing. And, you know, from there we'll go and try and get 2 wins, you know. But 2 good opponents, 2 opponents we respect, and just want to go out and play our game this week.
Well, we'll see you Thursday for that Sioux Central game in Fonda on Mix 101.7. Bo Darrow, thanks. Congrats
to
the guys.
Thank you.
Stopping
Have a good
up.
One.
You too.